When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Instacart's Deal Week is coming up from December 17th to December 23rd. That means you can get up to 25% off holiday gifts for the whole family from stores like Best Buy, Bath & Body Works, PetSmart, and more. And you can get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Just think of it as Instacart's little gift to you. And while we're on the subject, why not get a little something for yourself, too? Shop Deal Week from December 17th to 23rd and save up to 25% on gifts. Discounts vary. Minimum spend, maximum discount, and exclusions apply.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. I screamed at senators and congressmen from other areas because they're all full of it. If you want to hear that, get on the Odyssey app and hit rewind. Good morning to the boys in the aquarium. Jeffrey, Landini, how do we do?
Great. What's up, JP?
What up, Jeff? How are you, bud?
Oh, Lynn? Yo.
Yes?
Breaking news on the fan.
Breaking news on the fan.
We have a new member of the show now.
Who's that?
Brian. Yep. He runs the stream now.
Who's Brian?
He runs the stream now.
Okay. News to me, but I mean, I was never told we were streaming until the day a little camera showed up in the studio. So, terrific. Welcome, Brian. Great to have you. Can I send me a picture of Brian? Let me see what he looks like. Looks like our guy Strizzy was first to say hello on the stream, said, what up, fam? And then he trolled Gerald. He said, sorry, Gerald, not today. Sorry, bruh. Jeff had that joint on early. Interesting times here. I think a lot of people liked me screaming about what happened from Congress, and I am not scared of saying what I said. Lanville has a fun idea here. If you look at what is the timeline on this since 2020, Landini?
Yeah.
Okay. The worst mistakes for every NFL franchise since 2020. Let's just the four of us. I haven't looked. I'm guessing Lanville looked. What's the worst mistake Washington made since 2020?
Oh, since 2020?
And does this mean like since the end of 2020 or including the 2020 draft, Lanville?
Not sure.
Okay. Well, it's pretty obvious if you're including the draft to not take.
Yeah, it's got to be Chase Young, right?
Yeah, I mean, to not take Herbert, I would
Correct.
Say. But if you like Tua. But that is real revisionist history.
Correct.
At the time, that was not a realistic thing. I mean, if you want to get, dude, the decision to roll with Scott Turner instead of Kevin O'Connell.
Yes.
For Ron, pretty darn telling.
Wentz.
Carson Wentz was 22, right?
Yeah, I mean, sticking with Heineke, Fitzpatrick. You can go down the quarterback list, basically, and name a few of those since 2020.
Yeah, I mean, even to roll with Howell, you know, didn't work out. I mean, the decision to go get Eric Bieniemy.
Yeah.
Honestly, Jamin Davis, Emmanuel Forbes with Christian Gonzalez there.
Having Ron be the general manager, does that count?
It might.
Worst mistake? I mean, look at none of his first-round picks are here.
Changing the name to Commanders?
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, there's better names available.
Yeah, I mean.
The not poop water that came out of that pipe. Jeff, it was not poop water. Damn it. You know that, right?
I mean, we could spend the whole 4 hours going through the mistakes since 2020.
Let's just be clear, though, Toby. It was not poop water.
It was not.
It was rainwater.
It was rainwater.
Because rainwater's in pipes, always.
And brown.
And rather than just gutters. Every major facility has their rainwater come inside in pipes rather than just wash off in gutters. Right, Jeff? It was not poop water, all right? I don't know how the hell ESPN came up with this list, but their biggest mistake since 2020, and this is a bad one, they go drafting Emmanuel Forbes with the number 16 pick last year, 2023. First-round picks aren't locks to succeed. About 40% of round one selections taken since the league moved to the slotted draft format in 2011 have either been cut before the end of their original deals or failed to earn a fifth-year option, which is far closer to a coin flip than some might expect. The upside of landing a potential difference maker on a bargain deal for 5 years is what makes those picks valuable. Not many first-round picks are cut midway through their second season in the league, though. Some players are released, in part or mostly because of off-field issues, including former Titans offensive tackle Isaiah Wilson and former Raiders cornerback Damon Arnett. But most teams give their first-round picks at least 2 years to prove themselves before moving on. Given that first-round contracts are already guaranteed, the only reason to release a round one pick would be if the organization believes he can't play and it can't find a viable trade market to move him. Forbes is one of those exceptions. As the Commanders turned over their coaching staff and front office between the Ron Rivera regime and the Adam Peters, Dan Quinn-led group, Forbes was benched as a rookie amid inconsistent play. The new regime gave him 32 snaps as a starter in the Week 1 loss to the Buccaneers, but after committing a pass interference penalty in the third quarter, he was benched and never started another game for Washington. After 72 more defensive snaps over the next 3 months, the Commanders cut Forbes in early December. The Rams claimed him on waivers and picked up the remaining $5 million on his contract, which will qualify as a victory for the Commanders from their perspective. It's difficult to blame Peters and company for the prior regime's mistakes, but fans can only imagine what would have happened if Rivera had chosen differently. The next player off the board in the first round was another cornerback, Patriots star Christian Gonzalez, who should be in the Pro Bowl this season. That's a bad one. I know for a fact there were members of that front office that were screaming to take Gonzalez.
Well,
and I know that Ron liked doing his own thing.
Well, the question is, they have that video last year of him driving in to the war room saying, Forbes is there. Gonzalez was there. You didn't expect him to be there. They should have taken Gonzalez. But even other dudes like Deontay Banks would still be on this team if you drafted Banks. Joey Porter Jr. went behind him. Brian Branch was someone that we were talking about potentially going there. He goes in the second round. Like, there were dudes that could have gone there that weren't just Christian Gonzalez that would have been an upgrade. And you've been out here much more than I have, JP, but I've come out here for two training camps. And there's only one person that I've ever feared, like, oh boy, this dude just doesn't look like a football player, and it's Forbes. He'd be back there catching punts, and you look at his legs, and you're like, this dude almost looks sickly. He's so small.
Yeah, there's.
He's able to make it work, I guess, because he hasn't had huge injury issues so far, but he also hadn't been on the field much this year. But it's just wild, like when he got signed by the Rams, and then they put out the video, and everybody just roasted him because of how small his legs were. It's jarring every time you see him compared to everybody else.
Emmanuel's a nice young man, and you know I don't want to be overly critical towards the fella, but the reason you had to cut him, when he's on the field, it's 10 on 11 in the run game. There is not only an inability to defend the run in that he's not good at it, there's an unwillingness to defend the run, and that is a size thing. That is a getting blasted thing, and maybe you didn't see that on the tape because, I mean, in Ron's defense, Forbes was considered a first rounder by like the NFL cognoscente, by like the NFL group of leaders. They considered him a first rounder, right? But at the same time,
whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. for millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The Gonzalez thing to me is particularly appalling because he went next. They had to cut him. I still, if you're going biggest mistakes since 2020 and we're only talking like front office personnel stuff, I don't even think it's that. I still think it'd be Chase over Herbert. The William Jackson III contract was really,
true.
Really bad.
That's a bad one.
There's a lot of bad, dude. There's a lot of bad.
Well, and my thing, too, like, we're going to go back to, you talk about the draft picks with Ron. I think the bigger indictment on Ron was his lack of ability to develop these guys. Because, you know, you go back to the Dotson pick. Dotson was at worst a second rounder, right? Second rounders pan out all the time in this league and turn into good receivers. You talk about Forbes. At worst, he's a late first rounder, maybe early second rounder. Someone's picking him up, and if they put him in the right scheme, they can make it work. You look at all these guys, Jamin Davis included. He probably gets drafted at worst, middle of the second round. So it's not as – Ron overdrafted these guys, sure, but when you combine overdrafting with not developing the guys, that's how you end up with no one from the first round being left on this team.
You know what DQ said yesterday? It's interesting you say that because B always would hammer this, that you got to coach 1 to 53, not just your starters. And that was a thing during the Gruden era, and a lot of that I would say kind of stemmed from Bruce and Dan in this culture of they just cared about – the stars and everybody else was just a guy. But DQ said this yesterday and I wanted to make sure I hit it. And this is a great time. He was asked about the depth. I think Chick asked him about the depth and he said, cause I mean, they're losing a lot of players, right?
Yeah.
He said, and DQ mentioned, all right, we lost Biadasz. That clearly created some adversity, right? When those things, now I'm reading from DQ yesterday, when those times do come, that player's been in those environments as often as you can. From the coaching side, it's really important that every player in the room has the responsibility for game day. You've heard us talk a lot about development. So if you're in the running back room, so basically he's saying that would be irresponsible because we're not developing him, not just the skills, but the football acumen to go. Each player in the game plan, they're responsible for that for the week, even if they're unlikely to play in that game. You just don't know when a guy gets sick, something happens at practice, and the next person has to be available. So I think that it's important of the we look at this as not a 53 or a 48, but 65, where it's everybody can be into that. And that's why at practice, all of the players play. You've seen the scout teams holding up cards. I think that's an important piece to this. If you really want a competitive team, the pressure has to be on everyone to deliver. You don't know who could win the game for you, and so you have to put that pressure on them to get that done. You look at Detroit as the injuries keep piling up and they keep stacking wins. You look at Kansas City as they just, like the best organizations, the best teams in the NFL do that, and DQ certainly has Washington doing that.
Yeah, I mean, you can't preach next man up if the next man's not ready, right? Yeah. Like, the next man needs to be able to step in.
Gets a chance to be ready.
Yeah, and I think, too, just tying it back to the drafting stuff, like you got to think with Adam Peters this year, everybody praises this year's draft, but it's not like he just took the top guy consensus on every board. He took guys that were talented and that fit. And that's something that didn't necessarily happen with the previous regime. You might draft a talented guy that's a little further down the board, but he didn't fit. And this year, that seems like they drafted guys to fit. We'll see, you know, as Luke McCaffrey goes on, as he get more involved, and Ben Sinnott. You know, I'm not talking necessarily this year, but down the line. But it seems like they've drafted guys that fit. They fit the culture that they're trying to build here. They're working hard. And to your point, you know, even if Luke McCaffrey's not playing, you know, as the number two receiver now that Noah Brown's gone, we saw De'Ami Brown kind of step in that role. Luke McCaffrey's still getting work in the week. He's going to be ready to go if he's called upon. Ben Sinnott's going to be ready to go if he's called upon. And that doesn't just go for the rookies. They're making sure all these guys are ready. That, to me, is a sign of good coaching staff.
Talking Eagles at 11. Nobody go anywhere.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.